with the President of the White House. The meetings are part of a new U.S. effort to treat up the slow-moving Thomas City and their family an unhealthy intrusion in the democratic process during the election campaign. National PC President Bob Coates had that to say about opinion polls today. He says he plans to reintroduce the bill in Parliament to ban polls while the campaign is underway. Coates says part of the problem is the massive liberal support in Quebec. He says as a result, poll results are distorted in favor of the liberals, and this has a great effect on undecided voters. Coates says banning polls will result in more meaningful campaigns.
Related to numbers, it doesn't have anything to do with what the issues are in the election campaign. And I believe that without polls, there would have to be more time spent on examining the leadership qualities of the various individuals, the policies that are put forward by the various political parties.
Coates admits his attempts to have polls done away with during campaigns will likely not get far. He predicts they'll more than likely be an important part of the Liberal campaign in the next election. City officials met today to map a strategy for a strike in New Brunswick. 3,000 non-teaching school workers and union spokesman Bob Davidson says the strike schedule of the start tomorrow is inevitable. The union representing maintenance, janitorial, clerical workers, and bus drivers wants the government to accept a contract recommended by a conciliation board. The leader of a group of expropriates at Coachella National Park says he does not expect any more violence in the park until Thursday. Jackie Bouture says he expects his supporters will give John Roberts, the federal minister in charge of Fox Canada, a few more days to get personally involved in the dispute.
We're still with the white steam coming out of the top of the mountain. We just started circling about 2 or 3 minutes ago, and all of a sudden there was a big pop, and the eruption had begun. There is no sign of any lava. This apparently is just more of St. Helens throat clearing. The sides are all covered with ice, black ice, streaking the snow. There was fresh snow overnight.
An earthquake registering 4.5 on the Richter scale struck early this morning. No lava has been seen during the eruption, but ash has dusted a wide area, including Portland, Oregon. The Peruvian government and a number of private agencies have begun efforts to help about 10,000 Cubans who've camped in the Peruvian embassy compound in Havana. They're hoping to gain permission to immigrate to the South American country. The Peruvian Red Cross is recruiting doctors and nurses to attend the mass of would-be Cuban exiles who invaded the Peruvian embassy when the government of Fidel Castro withdrew security forces guarding the mission last week. A hot air balloon flight over the North Pole has been delayed by mechanical problems. A spokesman for the expedition says the airplane that was supposed to fly balloonists Sidney and Eleanor Kahn to the pole from Teton Lake in the Northwest Territories developed steering problems yesterday and was forced to return to Resolute. The Calgary couple will make another attempt at the flight tomorrow. In CJCH Sports, looking at the scoreboard, there's nothing there. So we'll turn the page. Taking a look at the playoff picture in the NHL, there are 8 best-of-5 series kicking off tomorrow night. After the first round, only 8 teams will still be in the running for Lord Stanley's Cup. Matchup, Philadelphia facing Edmonton, the Sabres, and Vancouver. Another mismatch would look to be Montreal and Hartford. The Habs lost only 4 games in the second half of the season. The Bruins are the pick over the Penguins. The Islanders are giving the edge over the LA Kings. Chicago looks good to get by St. Louis in round 1. And perhaps the most interesting matchup of all, Toronto and Minnesota. The North Stars are favored on the strength of their strong showing in the second half. It's official now, Marcel Dion. The 28-year-old star with the LA Kings is the NHL scoring champ. The unwing rescue, the 19-year-old hotshot with the Edmonton Oilers, finished not in first. But Dion had more goals, so he gets the Art Ross Trophy. With the American Hockey League, the V's New Brunswick Hawks game was canceled today by the league. So Norm Dubé takes the scoring title by 2 points over teammate Keith Acton. Dubé finishing with 101 points and Acton 99. On the baseball side of things, Yankees outfielder Lou Piniella returned to the team's camp in Fort Lauderdale, Florida today. Piniella had walked out of an intra-squad game the day before, angering manager Dick Houser and owner George Steinbrenner. But today, Leap and Lou said he would apologize to both men. Opening day, by the way, is Wednesday. As per tradition, Cincinnati hosting Atlanta. And in the American League opener, it's not so impressive. The Blue Jays are in Seattle. When you see news, phone the CJCH Eyewitness News Line 453-1000 24 hours a day. We pay cash for the best tips. CJCH weather, a few clouds tonight with a low from plus 1 to minus 3. Sunny tomorrow, a high of 8 inland. Cooler on the toast and sunshine Wednesday. Now the winds are calm. The barometer reading 30.73 inches and falling. Relative humidity 79%. It's minus 1 degree 30 Fahrenheit at CJCH. Nova Scotia's authoritative news voice.
11:05 with Richard Correll, and it looks like that's all she wrote for the entire Easter weekend, eh? Well, we'll try and keep them going just a little while longer. Some Linda Ronstadt's coming up, the Eagles, and a dash of April wine in your coffee tonight. Your horoscopes will be by as well, so stick around.
When the lights go down in the California town, people are in for the evening. I jump into my car and I'm throwing my guitar. My heartbeat's timeless and freezing. Driving over here, bringing to my soul. People out there turning music into gold.
Thank you.